This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus, who prior to becoming the top dog at the RNC earlier this year, was the chairman for the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, which of course is ground zero right now in the fight between Governor Scott Walker and Assembly Republicans against organized labor and Democrats, some of whom, all the ones from the state Senate anyway, have actually fled the state rather than actually debate this and vote on it. And Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, I'm happy to be on the show with you today. It's an honor, and certainly it's nice to see Scott Walker not only leading the state of Wisconsin out of this fiscal mess, but, you know, in many respects, he's become a leader in this country now, and everyone's watching what's happening in Wisconsin.
One of the reasons, of course, that you were elected chairman of the National Party is because of the success that you helped to engineer at the state level in the midterm elections, where Republicans did very, very well in a state that has traditionally been competitive but generally leaned to the Democratic side. What was it that voters saw that you were able to articulate as a party last year that perhaps we're now seeing in real life play out in Madison?
Well, I think people in Wisconsin, just like many folks around the country, they just had enough. And, you know, our state is completely upside down financially, just like the budget here in Washington, D.C. And I just think that people felt that Wisconsin and America was walking down a path that was not only not sustainable, but put our future of our state and our country in complete jeopardy. And in this country, as you know, we're on the brink of spending 42 cents on every dollar made in America to run the federal government. Well, Wisconsin's not a whole lot different, just in a smaller scale. And Scott Walker promised during the campaign very clearly that he was going to have state employees pay a larger portion of their pension and health care benefits. This is not a surprise. This was front and center in the campaign. Scott Walker won, and he's delivering on his promises.
So what are we seeing then from organized labor and the Democrats? If this wasn't a surprise, what are they trying to do here?
Well, I think they're trying to intimidate the legislators in Madison and trying to intimidate the governor and everyone else. But, you know, I don't think it's going to work. In fact, I find the Democratic state senators fleeing to the Clock Tower Inn in Rockford, Illinois, is just about the most childish, junior high-ish thing that we've ever seen in Wisconsin. I'm sure there's other things that have been worse around the rest of the country. But certainly in our state, it's something we haven't seen, and it's pretty silly, and I think eventually they'll run out of clean clothes and toothpaste, and they'll have to come back to Wisconsin and do their job.
What's your sense on how this is playing with the rank-and-file voter? Obviously, the majority of which sided with your party at least last year. You've got parents now whose kids haven't been in school for a number of days, and the protesters claim that they're not going to stop anytime soon here. So which side do you expect to blink, and how do you expect it to play out?
Well, I think parents are already frustrated with the situation. I think it highlights, you know, and I would just say, look, thank you to the teachers and to the administrators and the people who are still going to work and obviously teaching the kids and doing their job and probably doing a great job at that. But for those that are leaving the kids in a lurch, and I'm sure parents are frustrated, and I'm sure that they're seeing the true colors of many employees who don't feel that, you know, 12% on your health care and 7% on your pension contribution or thereabouts is not unreasonable. The rest of the world, the rest of us out here, are paying a heck of a lot more than that. And I think most people in Wisconsin will find, if not they haven't already, the entire scenario ridiculous, unsustainable, and something that that they are not going to be sympathetic to for too much longer if they haven't already been had enough of it already.
You mentioned a little while ago, Mr. Chairman, that Wisconsin's financial situation is not very good, to say the least, right now, and that's why steps like these have to be taken. We're hearing a lot of these Democratic state senators claim that basically this crisis is a concoction of the governor's office and Assembly Republicans. What kind of facts can you shed on the subject here?
Well, the state of Wisconsin is $3.6 billion in the hole. And let me just get a little historical context. I promise I won't bore you to death. But even to get to the $3.6 billion in the hole, the way that we've balanced these budgets in the past in Wisconsin, typical things like borrowing from a transportation fund in order to balance the budget, taking money out of a patient compensation fund that later the Wisconsin Supreme Court called unconstitutional. This is a fund that doctors pay into over many years in order to pay patients damage awards off for problems that happen either during surgery or for whatever the reason may be. But doctors themselves paying their own money into a patient compensation fund, the last governor just took that money, took it out of the patient compensation fund to balance the budget. We have a balanced budget provision in our Constitution that requires that our budget actually get balanced. And so what Scott Walker is saying is, look, we have a $3.6 billion deficit. We have a Constitution that requires that we have a balanced budget, and I'm not going to balance it the way the last guy did by borrowing money and shifting money around, borrowing, putting money on credit cards in order to, quote-unquote, balance a budget. He's doing it the right way. And guess what? There's no money. Wisconsin's broke. So there's nothing to negotiate. There's nothing to talk about. The point is there's no money to go around. We're going to limit increases in salary to the rate of inflation, and you're going to pay just a few dollars more for health care and pension. That's all we're talking about. It's reasonable, and it's the only way to go.
Just our last few seconds here with Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, former chairman of the Wisconsin Republican State Party. And, Mr. Chairman, you came into office as well facing some serious red ink, not $3.6 billion, but 15 to $20
million. Well, thank God it wasn't $3.6 billion, but $23 million is bad enough. And certainly, I'm doing the same thing that a lot of folks in our country are doing, as I'm checking cash flow, checking our payroll obligations, checking how our fundraising's coming in the door. I'm trying to rebuild trust with our donors and with our grassroots activists, and so far, so good. And if you've seen some of the early responses that we've received from around the country, a lot of good folks that have been involved in our finances in the past have come back to the party. They want to put our party back on their shoulders. They want to get ready for an election that will... we're in a battle for freedom in this country, and I think you're seeing the start of it here in Wisconsin, and hopefully we'll elect a Republican nominee in 2012.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's good to get your perspective as a longtime expert on Wisconsin politics and to get a little bit of a preview on how you're already starting on your term here as RNC chairman. Thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Reince Priebus is the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Again, former state chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.